This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his talks with Bhutanese leadership will add more vigour to India-Bhutan friendship. Mr. Modi termed his Bhutan visit as very special as he had the opportunity to meet King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk and Bhutan Prime Minister Sherin Tobke. He returned to Delhi this afternoon after concluding his two-day state visit to Bhutan. In a special gesture, King of Bhutan accompanied by Bhutan Prime Minister accorded a warm send-off to Mr. Modi at the airport. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said he is honoured by the special gesture by the King of Bhutan. He also expressed gratitude to have been conferred the Order of the Drukpa Gyalpo. Mr. Modi also thanked the people of Bhutan for their warmth and hospitality, saying that India will always be a reliable friend and partner for Bhutan. Earlier today, Mr. Modi and Mr. Tobke inaugurated the Gyalsuen Jetsun Pema Mother and Child Hospital, a state-of-the-art hospital in Thimphu, built with the assistance of the Government of India. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi announced assistance of 10,000 crore rupees to Bhutan over the next 5 years. Informing about the Prime Minister's economic aid to Bhutan, Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Kavatra said the assistance also includes India's support to Bhutan's economic stimulus package. On the eve of World Tuberculosis Day, President Draupadi Murmu has urged the nation to work together and make India TB-free. In her message to the nation, the President expressed happiness over observing World Tuberculosis Day every year on 24th March with an aim to increase public awareness about TB. She highlighted that this day will raise awareness about the challenges in controlling the disease and support efforts to prevent it. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today termed China's claim on Arunachal Pradesh as ludicrous. He asserted that Arunachal Pradesh is a part of India and not because some other countries say so. Speaking at an event in the Institute of South Asian Studies in Singapore, Dr. Jaishankar said India has been clear and consistent on the matter. He said this is not a new issue and China has laid claim earlier also and has expanded its claims. On Pakistan, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that India's mood right now is not to overlook terrorism. The External Affairs Minister said every country wants a stable neighbourhood and India has been unfortunate in this regard. He said it is a challenge to deal with a neighbour who does not hide the fact that they use terrorism as an instrument of statecraft. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today extended the custody of Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavitha to Enforcement Directorate till 26th of this month in the money laundering case connected with the liquor policy scam. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baveja passed the order after the BRS leader was produced in court on the expiry of her ED remand. The Central Probe Agency had sought 5 more days of remand of Ms. Kavitha in the court. This comes a day after the Supreme Court refused to entertain Kavitha's bail plea in the case and asked her to move to the trial court. International community has condemned the terrorist attack in Russia, which claimed 115 lives. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed shock at the last night's attack on Crocus City Hall in Moscow and condemned it in the strongest possible terms. The United Nations Security Council has called on all states to cooperate actively with the government of the Russian Federation as well as all other relevant authorities to bring to account those responsible for the terrorist attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned the terror attack in the Moscow concert. The US, EU, UK, France, Spain and UAE have also expressed shock. The Islamic State Khorasan ISIS-K has claimed responsibility for the attack on the concert venue. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth will take on Lin Chun-Yi of Chinese Taipei in the men's singles semi-final of Swiss Open at Basel tonight. In the quarter-final match last night, Srikanth brushed past Li Chia-Hao of Chinese Taipei. Japan's Kaori Sakamoto has become the first woman to win 3 straight titles at the Figure Skating World Championships since 1968. The 2022 Olympic bronze medalist staged a nearly flawless routine featuring multiple triple jumps in her free skate. And that is the end of this news bulletin.